Doctors in country Queensland say they're worried that the planned GP co-payment will hit patients in the bush hardest. The Rural Doctors Association of Queensland says the change is likely to force poorer rural residents to go to their local hospitals instead, stretching already limited resources. And the Australian College of Rural and Remote Medicine is arguing for more flexibility in the design of the co-payment system. Nance Haxton reports.
The Rural Doctors Association of Queensland represents more than 300 doctors who work in the state's most far-flung regions. It says its members are concerned the proposed $7 GP co-payment announced in the federal budget will hit rural people the hardest, particularly those financially struggling to cope with the drought now gripping three quarters of the state. President Dr. Sue Maisel is based in Gundawindi in southern Queensland. She says the co-payment could radically change health treatment for people in the bush and not for the better.
In rural communities, the doctors work in the general practices, and it's the same group of doctors who work in primary care at the hospital but also work in acute care medicine at the hospital. So in Gundawindi, where I work, for example, as opposed to a GP in Brisbane, if I've got a sick patient in my general practice, I refer them to our hospital, and at their hospital I take up their care, or one of my colleagues takes up their care. So anything which shifts the burden of providing primary care from general practice to a hospital setting will make the amount of work to be done at the hospital much larger. And all of a sudden, all the hard work we've done to make work-life balance a good place to be for rural doctors, to attract critical masses of teams who support each other and make it so that you can do it for 10 years, because you do get some downtime, we'll be upset by that.
Could it be argued the impact will be larger in that the hospitals too could become the front line really of that primary care, as you say, and that will shift that balance?
Absolutely. If I really genuinely feel that I can't afford to go and see my GP and my kids are sick, I'm going to turn up at the local hospital, and that's going to be at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, as well as 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, when those doctors should be able to be putting their time and energy into acute care medicine.
The Australian College of Rural and Remote Medicine is backing the concerns raised by Queensland's rural GPs. President Professor Richard Murray says the co-payment needs to be made more flexible so doctors can spare those who are struggling from further financial pain.
We need to find ways to make sure that we don't inadvertently do harm to those who really can't find $7.
Many is that the case, yeah, in Queensland with the drought as well, and increasing hardship?
Indeed. And in nursing homes. You know, look, there's a set of contexts where people may, at the point of needing healthcare, just not have that money. And maybe there can be a mechanism for exceptions, you know, based on judgment in individual cases where people are just really unable to manage. There needs to be mechanisms for the most vulnerable to be able to have some exemption or special measures.
The federal government is standing by the planned co-payment, while Labor and the Greens have said they'll block the policy in the Senate. Prime Minister Tony Abbott has acknowledged the policy may need to be refined. Dr. Maisel says the impact on rural doctors and residents needs to be taken into account in that review.
You think $7, hey, that's a third of a price of a pack of cigarettes. But if you think $7 to see the doctor, then $7 to get the x-ray, and another $7 because I needed a blood test, and then the cost of paying for my drugs at the pharmacy just went up too, and all of a sudden you're talking about $30 to $40 for one episode of care as the best case scenario. Now that's going to hurt lots of people.
And what about mental health implications in the bush?
Well, again, it's difficult to get people who are used to being self-reliant, people who are resilient, to admit that they have a mental health problem and to come and access care for that mental health problem. So one of the biggest challenges we face in rural Queensland is to get people to be comfortable enough to come forward and say, I need help. And we know that depression affects up to one in three people. And, you know, there's plenty of reasons to be depressed in an environment where you've been in drought or in flood for many years, and you've got financial troubles, and you've got difficulties with dislocation of families, with kids off at boarding schools that you're wondering if you can afford anymore. So I think it's very important to find ways of doing mental health smarter in rural communities.
And that's Dr. Sue Maisel, ending Nance Haxton's report.